comfortable. Because the shit I'm about to talk about, Lord have mercy. Okay. Most people wake up on a Sunday morning and they go to church. High Frequency takes her morning shit and sits down in front of Pornhub and watches bitches get fisted. It's great.
You can't get your pussy to a nigga who not used to getting pussy, cause that pussy gon' be everybody business. You can't say a dope to these niggas cause they broke and they snitching, got these niggas.
Hello my loves, welcome to your safe space. As always, it's your host High Frequency, and bitch, we are here to talk about some crazy shit. So, I'ma just dive right in. I was supposed to drop a completely different episode today. However, in one snippet of that episode, I talked about fisting. And I woke up this morning and I'm like, you really about to drop this episode and you literally talked about fisting for 2 minutes and then that was it. Like, girl, you can't just be talking about stuffing whole fists in niggas' assholes and then just keep it pushing. Like, we need to dissect this, try to understand this, because how? So, unlike most people, where most people, you know, on a Sunday morning, niggas get up, they get ready, put on their Sunday's best, and go to church, I woke up, took my morning shit, and I did 2 hours of research on fisting. So, to end my research session and to transition into recording this episode, I'm going to watch a video of someone getting fisted, because I feel like I'm very detached from this low-key. Like, from a research standpoint, I'm like, okay, I could see how someone could want to engage in this. I could see how that sensation could be bomb, but it's like, sis, I don't think you're thinking about your own pussy going through this or your own asshole. So I just want to point out, yes, it's Pride Month, so I figured why not talk about something that is inclusive amongst all sexualities, identities, genders, however you want to refer to who you are and how you identify. So, let me point out again, this is a safe space. If you feel like you cannot honor the safe space, please get the fuck out. This is not the place for you. If you feel like you have a problematic point of view or something you want to work on, this is the place for you, because you want to be more open-minded. But if you feel like you're just going to listen to all this stuff and just be an asshole and judge, please remove yourself with all the love in the world. I genuinely mean that. So, without further ado, bitch, welcome to your safe space. There's no kink shaming allowed, so we're not gonna make people feel bad for what they wanna do, what they wanna tap into, whatever energy they're picking up. For example, this morning, I tapped into some porn energy. And let me tell you, I'm looking at this shit, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little scared already. Cause all of the fucking episodes, what do you call porn videos? Episode titles or porn titles are about, like, just ruthlessly fucking fisting assholes. So, really quick, I just realized I didn't even fucking describe what fisting is, partially because I'm still so shook. Fisting is essentially just working your way up to having a whole fist in your asshole or your vagina. So, the big thing about fisting is starting off slowly. You're not just gonna go ahead and just stuff a whole fist inside of somebody. You're gonna work your way up. You're gonna use maybe some toys like butt plugs, or you're gonna use your fingers. So you're gonna go one by one, and over time you're gonna gradually introduce your body to having a fist inside of you. So I did all this research and I'm like, okay, I can see how this can work, but now I need to, like, for real see how this could work. Cause I've seen this in porn before, but I haven't really been like thinking about it from the point of view of, like, hey bitch, would you ever put a fist in your asshole? Ooh. Oh my god. Okay, first of all, yo, hold the fuck up, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Okay, shorty was not screaming because she was getting fisted. I'm sorry, somebody has a whip in his hand and he's literally whipping her vagina. I don't know why you would ever put yourself through that. But maybe that's her thing. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Okay, first of all, let me finish my last statement before the porno that I just skipped just went to a fist in her vagina. I really need to stop skipping through videos. Anyways, he had a whip and he was basically just like whipping her vagina. I don't want to say I don't understand why someone would like that, but it just, people have their own things. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to kink shame you, my love. It just scared the shit out of me. Okay, we're back. So I'm about to press play again, and Shorty has already... Oh, okay, that's a man. This nigga has already inserted the fist into her vagina. Are y'all niggas ready? Because let me lower my volume. Holy shit. Okay, fuck. All right. Oh my God. 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 Whoa! Okay. Boom. I'm totally putting the link to this video in the fucking bio. Okay, first of all, I can totally see how fisting could work. Like, this is actually kind of hot, I'm not gonna lie. It probably has something to do with the fact that this woman is beautiful. My gay ass is, like, in love already. But, I could totally see how this could work. Yeah. Because it's not just, like... Let me lower that. It's not... He's, like, rubbing her clit at the same time. So, a lot of women, like I always say, vaginal penetration doesn't work for every woman. There has to be clitoral stimulation involved for some women, too. And for me, that's what it is. So, he literally is, like, fisting her vagina and rubbing her clit at the same time. And in 41 seconds, this bitch has squirted twice. So, if anybody wants to learn how to squirt, this might be the fucking way. Woo! I can't do that. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. He put his dick in her after, and I'm just like, nope. Nope. Mm-mm. My, no. Mm-mm. I can't do that. Anyways. Wow, guys. We have reached such a personal level. I feel like with every episode, it just gets more and more vulnerable and intimate. Like, we're watching porn together. This is so sweet. Okay, so anyways... I watched 30 seconds of fisting, and I feel like I'm good on that. I don't think I would be down for fisting personally, just because, ow. I know you work yourself up towards it, but even then, I don't think I want that much in my vagina. So, without further ado, let's talk about how to get into fisting. I just wanted to watch that to just try to understand and, like, put myself in that moment to see if it's something I could get with, and I don't think so. Okay, anyways. Now that we have watched porn together, let's get into how you can even get into fisting. Like, what the fuck? So, I did so much research this morning. Like I said, I literally sat down for about 2 hours and just went through so many blogs, books, and audio tapes and all that shit just to try to compile how you can do this in a safe way. Because, like I say, we all have kinks and things that might be considered out of the ordinary, but that's fine as long as you find the safe way to do it, because this is your body. Like, you need to respect your body and make sure you're taking care of your body. You don't want to just start doing mad crazy shit and then your body's being hurt in the meantime. Like, being fisted can go so wrong, bitch. Like, so wrong. But if you approach it the right way, you could be squirting like Shorty in this motherfucking video. She literally squirted 3 times in 30 seconds, bitch. I'm shook. Now that I'm thinking about how many times Shorty nutted, I'm like, I don't know, man. I ain't never squirted before, but I don't know, man. Anyways, bitch, let's get into it. So, first, obviously, you're gonna start off very slow and steady. Like I said, this can go very bad really fast. So, you need to make sure that you are prepping your asshole or your vagina for this shit. You also need to think about whether you wanna be the person that's receiving the fist or doing the actual fisting. Because some people are bottoms and they like to receive penetration. Some people are tops and they like to give penetration. So just think about those things, because I know me personally, sometimes being a bottom is really uncomfortable for me. So if you let somebody fist you and you're a top, you're gonna be turned off and just not with the shit completely. So make sure that you're really in tune with yourself and understanding what role you want to be in, what position you want to be in, and what type of orgasms you want to be serving out here, bitch. Okay, so we're starting off slow and steady. Keep in mind that this is something that's going to take maybe a couple of days. It could even possibly take weeks to open yourself up to having an entire fist inside you. Now, when you are fisting or receiving a fist, what's in, like, this whole fist situation, my nigga, it's not really like you just having your fist as if you're gonna punch somebody. From what I've read, it's more so like a beak shape. So think of like a bird's beak. That's what your hand's going to be in the shape of when it's inside of somebody. I don't even know what to say, like inside of the hole. I'm just gonna say inside the hole. I don't care if I sound childish. I think I'm still processing, y'all. I'm still processing that our bodies can handle this much stimulation. Like, I'm genuinely shocked that my body can receive this much pleasure. I'm like kind of happy and excited about it at the same time. Anyways, so in the beginning stages, you're really just practicing opening yourself up. And I'm talking about internally, so opening up the hole that you want to be penetrated, but then also opening up yourself and saying, am I ready for this? What position do I want to be in? What do I want to receive? How do I want to feel during this experience? And that comes along with thinking of who you want to share the experience with. From what I've read in a lot of reviews, from women, from men, people of all different identities, genders, however you want to call it, everyone has said that you need to be sharing this experience with someone that's open-minded, someone that you have an intimate connection and bond with, somebody that you trust. You cannot just let just anybody fist your ass, nigga. You cannot. You need to make sure you have somebody that understands that your safety and your pleasure is precedent. How you guys feel comes first, and that's it. You need to be in tune with each other to make sure that you guys are both ready to embark on this rather large journey. And bitch, when I say large, I mean large, because like I said, you are inserting an entire fucking fist in your motherfucking ass. Or pussy, if you please. So, let's move forward. If you're getting fisted anally, definitely start off with small butt plugs and work your way up to... If you're getting fisted anally, definitely start with smaller butt plugs and then work your way up. And yo, y'all, I cannot stress this next point enough. Please, 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 please. Invest in some motherfucking lube. Y'all, this is not even a thing if you're not gonna be using lube. So in all the research that I've been doing, this brand has come up so many times and it's called J-Lube. And J-Lube is apparently so good because it has a really thin consistency and it kind of just loosens up, it dissolves into water, which gives a great sensation for any type of fucking. So personally, I don't think I'm gonna be getting fisted anytime soon. But I feel like at some point in my life, I probably will. But I like that they pointed out to use J-Lube because I'm like, wow. If so many people are jacking this one thing, it has to be fire. So now we know, bitch. Okay, so like I said, it's really important to have a partner that you're in tune with because what you're going to be doing is something that really requires a lot of, just a lot of manpower and fucking stamina and strength and just real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga, just that energy. So if this sounds like something that's for you, like I said, I'm just gonna reiterate one more time, make sure that you're in tune with your partner because that is key. Communicate, even if you're just like a little bit nervous, but you're like, yo, I think I'm ready to try this shit out today, but I'm still a little bit nervous, so I need you to do a little bit more in the getting me comfortable department. Communicate that, and if your partner is receptive to that, then that is 100% the person that should be fisting you. If not, then maybe why you're feeling uncomfortable is because you need to work on your bond a little bit more, or just try it with someone else that you have a great bond with. So with that being said, since communication is key, part of what you guys should be communicating is safe words. Sometimes during sex it's really hard to communicate like just how you're feeling. And I don't know if this is something that happens with everyone, but with me, especially recently, I've been experiencing this too. I noticed that when I'm dealing with a lot of shit in my personal life, it's very hard for me to be vocal about my needs and how I'm feeling. And unfortunately, that translates to sex as well. So what I sometimes do is I will communicate safe words or I'll come up with new ways to communicate how I'm feeling. So I found one thing on the interwebs that really resonated with me and is something that I'm definitely adding to my repertoire, bitch, and that's eye contact. Obviously during sex, you know, like y'all have eye contact or whatever, but using eye contact as a tool to gauge how your partner's feeling, how they're receiving the pleasure that you're giving them and whether they're even into it at all or if there's something you need to switch up, eye contact can be an amazing thing to incorporate because it's just so pure. Like, you can't fake eye contact. If you're avoiding eye contact, it's probably because you're uncomfortable. Or, for example, say someone seems like they're really into something and they're looking at you like, ooh, yes, give me more. Then you give them more type shit. Or if you can see that they feel a little bit frazzled in the face, then that means that maybe you need to ease up on that one position you're doing. So eye contact was definitely something that I was like, oh, that's such like a low-key but great way to make sure that you're still in tune with your partner and moving at the right pace. So eye contact and safe words. Your safe words can literally be as simple as yellow for slow down, red for stop, or green for tear my shit the fuck up. It can be whatever you want it to be. Or like Mystery in the Pussy Got Superpowers episode, homegirl said that her safe word is Chipotle because she really loves Chipotle. And that's just what snaps her out of the mood completely. And it lets her partner know like, yeah, no, this is too much for me, dog. I really like that. So just a quick recap on how to make sure that you're being in tune with your partner and you guys are on the same page. Eye contact, communication, so like vocal communication, and safe words. Those are top three, and those are definitely the top three things that I'm going to add and both work on tweaking when it comes to my sex practices. Also, I really want to touch on that for a little bit. Y'all, I hate that whenever I'm going through shit, it fucks with my sex life. Like, literally, I don't even want to have sex with people anymore sometimes. I'm just like, I don't even want to deal with none of you motherfuckers. I just want to fuck myself. Which, by the way, I've been fucking myself pretty great lately. Anyways, so, yo, I learned so many keys. Like, I'm genuinely shook at this morning's research session because it was so spontaneous. But I learned so much about fisting. And I even got to watch porn. It was fucking great. Anyways, use a lot of lube, okay? I cannot stress this enough. Think of how much lube you feel like you would need and then double that. That's how much lube you need to be buying. And you need to make sure that as time goes on, as you're getting fisted, if you feel like you need to add more, definitely add more, okay? Like, just add as you need. Be in tune. Keep checking in during the process. Like, ooh, this feels good, or this feels a little bit weird. What can we do to fix this to work on my nut? Because that was feeling really good and I'm really trying to get this nut off. Boop. Okay. Okay. Lots of lube, bitch. Okay. We're trying to have fun. We're trying to orgasm. We are not trying to tear nobody's vagina all the way to their anus. I'm laughing because that genuinely just pained me. Anyways, so definitely use lube. And oh my God. I don't think I was gonna forget this. I'm really glad I didn't. But your manicure is so important. Oh my God. I don't care what your gender is, or even maybe if you're non-binary and you don't identify with the gender. I don't care. Go get your fucking nails done. Because you are not about to be scraping the inside of somebody's body just because you didn't go get your nails done. You need to make sure that your hands are freshly manicured. No hang nails, no nothing. Everything is good. Your hands is nice and soft and ready to go. Before you fist somebody, I want you to look at your own hand and say, would I put this shit inside of my body? If your answer is no, definitely make your way to your local nail stylist or whatever the fuck we call them peoples, because just no. No, sir. No, ma'am. That pains me to think about. Ooh. All right. But if you are someone who does like to have long nails or intricate little designs or whatever, or maybe your hands just aren't up to par with what your partner who is getting fisted would like, then guess what the fuck the universe has created for you? I'm telling you, like, I'm genuinely shook. I was not expecting this. But there's something called a fisting mitt. No funny shit, a fisting mitt. And of course, I'm gonna include the link to this in the bio because I was just so, I don't know. I have this thing with sex toys that just makes my heart so warm. Like, wow, somebody was really fucking one day and was like, how can we make people's sex lives better in this one regard? And then they create things to help us have better, more seamless sex. So shout outs to whoever the fuck invented the fisting mitt. I love you, bitch. I love you. Like, that's so considerate. Thank you. All right, so now that we've said that, I want to reiterate one more thing that I read during reviews on fisting. Everyone has said this one major thing, and I've said it already, but I want to say it one more time. You need to be in tune with your partner, okay? Please be in tune with the person that is fisting you or the person that you're fisting. You are about to put your body through something that it's not used to, but your body's gonna fucking love it if you do it the right way. So if you're dedicated to doing it the right way, then you're fucking ready. Go ahead, get your nails done, or go get your fisting mitt, bitch. Go get yourself your J-Lube and go to fucking town. But don't forget to train yourself for this shit because it's very important. And I just remembered something. Apple Podcast is definitely not gonna let me put the porn video link in the bio because they barely approved my shit anyways. Shout outs to Apple Podcasts for finally approving my podcast despite how explicit the episode titles are. You're gonna hate me for this one, but the name of this fucking porn video, I'm just gonna write it out because it's literally called ARG. Like ARG as in like, oh my god, OMG, oh my god, please stop it, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, in all caps. So I will be including the title of this video in the bio, and it's with Daisy Ducati and Tommy Pistol. Before we go, can we please talk about porn titles and how some of them are just so fucking scary? Like, they totally just hint towards non-consensual situations or situations with minors who can't consent. Like, that should be scaring the fuck out of me, and honestly, it drives my pussy the fuck up. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. We talked about fisting, and I'm low-key still shook. Shout outs to the people that do like to be fisted. I would love to have you on an episode. Definitely come on and tell me about how you trained yourself to get fisted, what materials, accessories, sex toys you like to use, the type of person that you do it with, how you identify. I want to know everything about you. I want to research you. I want to have this conversation because I'm just so intrigued. And I would love to have a conversation with someone who is so open-minded that they went and tried this really awesome thing. Okay? Okay, thanks for not thinking I'm strange for talking about this. Sometimes I definitely kink shame myself because I'm so interested in crazy things, but I have to remind myself it's just considered crazy to society, but deep down we're all intrigued. So thank you for tuning in once again and learning with me. I'm so happy that I can grow with you guys weekly and research cool shit. Like, guys, we totally watched porn together. That's real. That's real as fuck. So I just want you guys to know that I appreciate you. And even though I said it already, I love you guys and I'm so thankful for your presence and for the peace and love that you share with me weekly. So on that note, peace and love and be your best hoe self, bitch.